ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 27, 28, 29 एंड 28 देयर इज नो पर्पोर्ट सो आई विल जस्ट रीड इट। श्री शुक उवाच इति अर्थित स भगवान कृपालुर्ब्रह्मण सुत शपयित्वा चरुं त्वाश्रम त्वस्तारम अयजत विभु। ट्रांसलेशन। इन रिस्पॉन्स टू द रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ महाराज चित्रकेतु, अंगिरा ऋषि हु वॉज बॉर्न ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मास माइंड वॉज वेरी मर्सीफुल टुवर्ड्स हिम बिकॉज द सेज वॉज ए ग्रेटली पावरफुल पर्सनैलिटी। ही परफॉर्म्ड अ सैक्रिफाइस बाय ऑफरिंग ओब्लेशन ऑफ स्वीट राइस टू त्वष्टा। टेक्स्ट 28। ज्येष्ठा श्रेष्ठा च यारग्य महिषीनम च भारत नाम नाम कृतद्युतस्तस्य यज्ञो चिष्टम अदाद्विज। ओ परीक्षित महाराज, बेस्ट ऑफ भारतास, द रेमिनेंट्स ऑफ द फूड ऑफर्ड इन द यज्ञ वर गिवन बाय द ग्रेट सेज अंगिरा टू द फर्स्ट एंड मोस्ट परफेक्ट अमंग चित्रकेतुस मिलियंस ऑफ क्वींस हुज नेम वाज कृतद्युति। नाउ वी रीड टेक्स्ट 29। अतः नृपतिम राजन भवितैकस्तवात्मज हर्ष शोक प्रदस्तुभ्यम इति ब्रह्म सुतयो। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। देयर आफ्टर द ग्रेट सेज told the king, O great king, now you will have a son who will be the cause of both jubilation and lamentation. The sage then left without waiting for Chitraketu's response. Purport. The word Harsha means jubilation and Shoka means lamentation. The king was overwhelmed with joy when he understood that he would have a son. Because of his great jubilation, he could not actually understand the statement of the sage Angira. He accepted it to mean that there would certainly be jubilation because of the birth of his future son, but that he would be the king's only son, and being very proud of his great wealth and empire, he would not be very obedient to his father. Thus the king was satisfied, thinking, let there be a son. It does not matter if he is not very obedient. In Bengal, there is a proverb that instead of having no maternal uncle, it is better to have a maternal uncle who is blind. The king accepted this philosophy, thinking that a disobedient son would be better than no son at all. The great sage Chanakya Pandit says, Ko artha putre na jatena, yona vidvana dharmikaya, kanena chakshusha kim va, Chakshu pidaiva kevalam. What is the use of a son who is neither a learned scholar nor a devotee? Such a son is like a blind, diseased eye, which always causes suffering. Nevertheless, the material world is so polluted that one wants to have a son even though he is useless. This attitude was represented in the history of King Chitraketu. Hare Krishna. So just before coming for that class, some devotee told me this japa time. He said, don't take it so lightly. He said, don't be frivolous like you're always in Guru Puja and Kirtan. Just control your frivolity and try to be grave. It's very difficult for me to be grave. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees that I can, all the senior devotees, please bless me. I can speak something. So we see a very nice verse, how most of us came to Krishna consciousness. Most of us were not like in a search of God, that we really want to search who is God, what is our relationship with God. Most of us suffering some problems, so much anxieties in the material world. So out of frustration, somehow by the causeless mercy of the Lord, we came in contact with some devotee. And you're hearing from the devotee, we like that devotee, we develop some love for the devotee, develop some love for the philosophy. But we never have such strong urge or intense desire to come and practice Krishna consciousness here. And thus coming, attracted by the love and affection of devotees around us, we happen to come to Krishna consciousness. And thus we spend few years in Krishna consciousness. But then we realize this Krishna consciousness is not just simple, as we always say, it's a pious entertainment. There's something much more to that. So different energies work. We need a lot of desire to really go to Krishna, develop our relationship with Krishna. So it's not so easy. The different energies work. It's different than the material realm where you go for a training, just study. It's not like that. Like we hear in Bhagavad Gita, in different chapters, Lord tells what is the qualifications of one who is practicing this path. Especially in the chapter on sixth chapter on yoga, he says that somebody who is practicing this path, he says, sanischayena yoktavya yogo anirvinna chetasa. That he is very determined and he is not undeviated by sankalpa prabhavam kamam taktva sarvan asheshata. He gives up all the material desires and very deviated, fixed up in his desire to develop self-realization, to develop perfection. So, how is it so difficult to develop determination? So, in this case, we see that how Chitraketu Maharaj, with a very strong desire to have a son, to enjoy this material world, his own conception, why he needs to have a son, so that he wants to deliver his forefathers. So with his own conceptions, he is so overwhelmed by the joy that now he has been revealed by Angira Rishi that yes, you will have a son. And he is so overwhelmed by that desire that Angira Rishi, when he is leaving, he said, "Oh great king, now you will have a son who will be the cause of both jubilation and lamentation." And the sage left. So Prabhupada writes, the king was overwhelmed when he understood that he would have a son, and because of his great jubilation, he could not actually understand the statement of such Angira. He accepted it to mean that maybe son would not be obedient because he is possessed by so much wealth, opulence. So he never considered or gave a thought what it means that he will be the cause of lamentation because he was so overwhelmed by joy. So such is the overwhelming desire to enjoy this material world. That when the sages come or the great sadhus or saints tell us, but the need to become sincere, to become determined, without any deviation, take genuine shelter of holy name, of shastras, of guru sadhu shastra. But being so overwhelmed by the desire to enjoy, we don't want to go into the depth. We don't understand how serious it is. Just like here he said, it will be the cause of lamentation. So he just accepted to mean that maybe it is the cause of lamentation because he never thought what it means. And neither he took it in seriously. So although Angira Rishi has come to guide him, but he has not taken. He's so overwhelmed. Just give me son, that's all. Don't tell me anything else. So overwhelmed by desire. Such is the power of getting overwhelmed. And such a thing happens with us also. How we get sometimes overwhelmed with the desire and the instructions of sadhus doesn't make sense to us. In second canto of Bhagavatam, that verse comes. Dehapatya kalatradishu atma sainishya satsupi tesham, what is the verse? Pramatta nidhanam, pashyan api na pashyati. So persons who are devoid of atma tattva, they have no desire to know about God, no desire about self-realization. What do? They take shelter of fallible soldiers, like body, children, wife, home. So fallible soldiers around us who are blind. So how can a blind man help a blind man? So they take shelter of fallible soldiers. And pashyan api na pashyati. So Prabhupada describes in the purport that this person is seeing how people around everyone are dying, they are suffering. How the material world is going through these six changes. Something takes birth, grows, chases for some time, produces byproducts, dwindles and dies. So material world means there is no permanence. It's all temporary. Everything goes to the graph, up, down, up, down. But he's so overwhelmed with the desire to have joy, he doesn't see the sorrow part. He thinks, oh, this is all in all. So that overwhelm, he doesn't take shelter of spiritual life. So devoid of atma tattva, they are taking shelter of fallible soldiers. Prabhupada says, he sees that his father has left his body, his grandfather died, his forefathers died, but this person is thinking, I will continue to live forever. And with this desire, he does not take shelter, genuine shelter for self-realization. So Pashyan Apina Pashyati. They're still holding to fallible soldiers. So even in Nectar of Instruction we were studying the other day, Prabhupada writes in one of the verses on the holy name, in the 7th verse, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitape Vidda Pitto Patapa Narasya Rochikanus. There he writes that how this holy name is so nectarian, it's like sugar candy. Only theoretically I can say that. But then Prabhupada says, why we cannot relish it? Because he says this jaundice which covers the tongue with the bile, you cannot taste anything sweet. Similarly, a living entity is covered by avidya. Avidya about is what is the my identity. Misidentification, misconceptions about his identity. That is avidya. And that avidya leads to forgetting the relationship with God. And thus, even he forgets the relationship with God, what happens? Prabhupada says that he takes shelter of this material world, fallible soldiers, objects of this material world, pleasures of this material world. And he says he doesn't understand that this material world is durashraya. Durashraya means bad shelter or false shelter. Doesn't give you any shelter. So one may think, one may get attached to some object, some person, some fallible soldiers, thinking that they will give me shelter. They will be the cause of my pleasure. But durashraya, he says, it is false or bad shelter. And as a result, because now we have taken shelter of durashraya, what happens? He commits one mistake, he realizes there is no pleasure. Then to rectify that mistake, commits another mistake. So that's the whole thing about material life. Durashraya, because though genuine shelter, he just keeps on chewing the chewed, as Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova, Mithobipadit Griha Vritanam. Adhanta Gopi, such a person who has become servant of senses, who has become attached to the material world, desiring to take shelter of the false objects of the material world. Puna Punas Charvita Charanam. And this self-realization knowledge doesn't make any sense. He's overwhelmed by desire. So it doesn't make any sense. And neither by his personal endeavor he can understand, neither by some instructions from others, or if everybody tries to convince him, preach him, he does not understand. Pashyan api na pashyati. Puna punas charvita charanam. Chewing the chewed. So such is the condition of material world. Durashraya. And because we do not understand this, Pashyan api na pashyati, we do see but don't see. As a result, we do not get any attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any taste in the holy name. Pitto pata parasan. Jaundice is covering that. So that's another place where Prabhupada says that how we are overwhelmed. Like yesterday, one devotee was telling me the story of Adam and Eve. I don't know the details, but I heard it somewhere. That how they were given that enjoy garden. But they were told, okay, here is this one tree giving fruits. I don't know if I'm wrong, but some vaguely I remember. This tree, these fruits are there. Don't enjoy the fruits of this tree. Just if you take this fruit, then so many problems. And although they were told not, but just when you're told not to do something, then you get the desire to do, okay. So they were overcome by sinful propensities and took that fruit and suffered. So overwhelmed by desire. And same thing we see in the case of Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Very nicely the whole battlefield is arranged. Soldiers are there on both sides. Conch shells are blown. Full battlefield is ready, just about to action. And he says, just take my chariot in the middle of the two armies. And then he says, as soon as he sees relatives on both the sides, his grandfathers, his teachers. So now he's ready. Krishna is there as the charioteer, guiding him in the mission of his life. Okay, now this is the mission. Science of perfection is there in front of you. So Krishna is there. All the facilities are available. And he is a good warrior. It's not that he is afraid. He is fearful. But as soon as he sees teachers, grandfathers, relatives, brothers, brother-in-laws, fathers, he gets overwhelmed. So there all the same word is used. Kripya Vishta. What is it? Vishidhan idam abravit. It's lamenting. Kripya Vishta. He gets overwhelmed by compassion. And there he describes so many symptoms. That how overwhelmed by compassion, by fear, by mundane compassion. As Prabhupada writes in 2nd chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Material compassion, lamentation and tears are ignorance of the real self. So Arjuna, such a well-qualified, such a scholarly person, great, he's a devotee. Krishna is there, but he gets overwhelmed by compassion. Kripaya paraya vishtam. He gets overwhelmed by compassion, and as a result, he gradually starts losing his desire to do his prescribed duty. Why should he do my prescribed duty? He understands, what is the gain in that? He says, Nimittani cha pasyani viparitani keshava. When the greatest fortune is there, Krishna is there, means goddess of fortune is there with him. So he can get the supreme fortune, but he's telling, I can see only causes of misfortune. So this is the result of getting overwhelmed. That only misfortune you see in this material world. So here, the greatest fortune, Krishna is there, goddess of fortune is there, but he's telling, Nimittani cha pasyani viparitani. I see only causes of misfortune. And then he describes all the, what he is going through. Sidanti mama gatrani mukham parishushyati. That I am, my senses are been drying up. My mouth is drying up. Just like my mouth is drying up now. So, my mouth is drying up. And sidanti mama gatrani. His limbs are quivering. So he explains, overwhelmed by compassion, by fear. And Prabhupada says, such fear or loss of material, so mental equilibrium is due to material conception of life. Bhayam ditya binivishatasyad. So such fear is due to the material conception of life. So there Arjuna is overwhelmed. He sees only causes of misfortune. And then he says, what pleasure I will get? Kim sukhena rajena. What pleasure I will get here? And then he says, I will only overcome sin. Papam eva shredasman. I will only overcome sin. So his intelligence is covered and he has forgotten what is the basic cause of happiness in this material world. That also he has forgotten. So such is the power of being overwhelmed by desire, compassion, such material conception. Such overwhelmed, he has forgotten what is even the material causes of happiness. And only thing he sees is misfortune and suffers terribly. That's what. So when all the great fortune is available, he sees only misfortune. Krishna is there. So like that, like this verse I was reading yesterday while preparing for the class. It's further Prabhupada quotes in further one of the chapters in this canto. He says, Janame Janame Sada Mata Pita Pai Krishna Guru Nahi Mile. What is that? Bhaja Krishna Nahi. So now person is getting birth after birth, the shelter of so many fathers, so many mothers. Janame Janame Sada Mata Pita Pai. But Krishna Guru. Now Krishna is there and he's telling fight and he's thinking of all the fathers, mothers, relatives, relations, everything is there. So now Krishna is there guiding him and he's overwhelmed. So this is very important. So thus overwhelmed, we forget what is even the cause of great pleasure in material world. Forget about spiritual happiness. Arjuna even forgot that. And now Krishna is telling him why to fight. This is a prescribed duty. He has established in the whole second chapter so many reasons why you should fight. And after telling the whole thing, he comes to third chapter. He says, Mai sarvani karmani sannyas adhyatma chetasa. Giving up all your works unto me, Mai sarvas adhyatma chetasa. Thus establishing that consciousness, nirashin in mamahutva. Give up the sense of proprietorship, give up all fruitive mentality and desire to enjoy. And this is vigata jvara. Give up all feverish mentality, laziness, give it up. Come out of this mood of passion and ignorance and fight. So after hearing all that, very nicely Krishna is pushing him, telling him all the instructions. But he is so overwhelmed, still Arjuna is not convinced. The whole second chapter Krishna thought, okay, Gita is over now. That's why we say, contents of Gita summarized. Gita is over now. But he comes up with a question. Okay, no, I am not still not convinced. Such is the power, it takes time. Shraddha, sadhu sang, bhajan kriya, anarth nivritti, it takes long time. Then we come to, okay, fixed up in our goal. Nishtha, ruchi, asakti. So he's bewildered. And then he says, after the so much Krishna has told, Athakena priyuktoyam. But why Krishna? Athakena priyuktoyam papam charati keshava. We know all this. We know we are supposed to do prescribed duty. We know this is our duty. This is our principles we are supposed to follow. These are our rules we are supposed to follow. Athakena priyuktoyam papam charati keshava. What is it? Papam charati. Living entity is papam. He is impelled to commit sinful activity. Papam charati keshava. Anichchan api varshneya. He doesn't want to do that, but anichchan. Not desiring, he is baladiva. As if some force is forcing him. Baladiva niyojasa. What is it? You have told me so much knowledge, still not convinced. Still so many questions coming up, this, that. Again, fifth chapter, again he gives a question. Sannyas is better or fighting is better? What is better? So, why? Why sinful activity? I don't want you to prescribe duty. Why a person is forced? What happens? So Krishna understands, yes, and in problem. Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhava. It is lust only, Arjuna. Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhava, which is born of the mode of passion. Mahashano mahapapma vidhi enam iha vairinam. All devouring. Just know, this is your enemy, lust. Avritam jnanam etena. And thus, this covers up your knowledge. Avritam jnanam etena. Jnanino nitya vairinam. This is the eternal enemy. Jnanino. You are in knowledge. You know you are supposed to do. What is your goal? As we say, yoga we have to practice with full determination. Sa nischayana yoktave yogo anirvinna chetasa. No other desire, not getting deviated. But the sinful desires deviate us, force us again and again, and make us fall down. A child is starting to walk, falls down. Starting to walk, falls down. This force doesn't allow him to properly take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So, jnanam avritya, avritam jnanam etena. So, this covers the knowledge. Kama rupena kanteya dushpurena nalena cha. So, dushpurena. You can never satisfy it. Very difficult, like a fire. Very difficult to satisfy. The more you try to satisfy, the more you put fuel, it burns. So it's very difficult. So then he gives the solution. Okay, what should you do then? Tasmat is the verse. So now you start controlling the senses. First solution he gives. Control the senses. Tasmat indriyani adav. Control the senses right from the beginning. First thing, that is the first thing you do. Follow this principle. Tasmat indriyani adav. Niyam yo bharata rishabha. Control it. And then finally explaining that how senses is inferior to mind, this mind intelligence is superior to mind. He says, evam buddhe param buddhva samsthabhyatmanam atmana. He says, evam buddhe. Thus knowing intelligence to be superior to mind and mind to be superior to senses, by deliberate spiritual intelligence, evam buddhe param buddhva, strengthen your intelligence by spiritual instruction. Strengthen it and thus control the mind, which is trying to run away. Whimsical, trying to enjoy senses. Adantago, becoming the servant of the senses. Evam buddhve, thus if you know intelligence is the power to control the mind, to control the senses, substantiate, strengthen it by proper spiritual instructions. Guru Sadhu Shastra. Samsthabhyatmanam atmanam, kamru durasadam, jahishatru mahabaho. Conquer this insatiable enemy of lust. Kamarupam durasadam. Which deviates you from the prescribed duty, which overwhelms you. This lust, desire, hankering, they are born a mode of passion. Rajo ragatm, Trishna sangha samudbhavam, born a mode of passion. They want to deviate you from your path. So by deliberate spiritual intelligence, control it. Therefore, in the sixth chapter again, he says, it's very difficult to control. Self-realization is a very difficult part for one whose mind is not controlled. Very difficult. So one has to, it becomes very, only if the mind is controlled, then only self-realization is possible. The mind is not control under the control of senses. Where is the caution? Puna puna charvita charvananam. So therefore one has to cultivate this knowledge. What knowledge one has to cultivate? Two things. First thing is he has to cultivate that how this material life is miserable. Contact with sense objects means miserable. Yehi samsparsha jab hoga dukh yona evate. Na teshu ramate. Intelligent people do not realm in such kind of pleasure. So one has to, by repeated hearing, repeated study, repeated hearing from sadhu. Sadhu means cuts, who cuts your conceptions, misconceptions. So this is their blessing. Just like Angira Muni has come here, so he has devised a nice plan. He wants to show Chitraketu what is the goal of life. He is overwhelmed. So sadhu means he plans. Okay. Now, in such a way that somehow your hopes in this durashira, in this material world are shattered. You give up your attachments, give up your misconceptions. So here, King Chitraketu, is also in his life, Angira Rishi has planned this. That, okay, you will have a son, cause of harsh and then shoka, lamentation. And then you will understand this material world is durashriya. Then you will take shelter of philosophy. You will hear nicely. But till the time one is convinced that sense object, miserable, that conviction convinced comes only by the mercy of great souls. And when we hear about the, na teshu ramate buddha, they do not realm in such pleasure. And then what is the second thing we have to do? To cultivate a higher taste. Immediately in the next verse, Lord says in Gita, Shaknoti hev yashodum praksharira vimokshanat. So before giving up this body, one has to tolerate the desire, the urges of desire and anger. Lust, shakuno, kama krodha, this vegam of desire and anger, one has to control. Till how long? So I was reading Bhurijan Prabhu, surrender unto me, while reading this Gita. He is writing, referring to the commentaries of Acharyas. He says, before giving up this present body, till last moment you will have to fight these urges. Because you are staying in contact with sense objects, so they will always be troubling till death. So for how long you can do just by hearing the miseries of material world? One has to have a higher taste. So therefore he explains very nicely that one has to develop a higher taste. It is an urgency. You just can't keep on fighting and tolerating these urges. How long it can go on? One has to have higher taste. And therefore the whole further chapters, fifth chapter, further verses are there. That how yogi develops a higher taste. He active rejoices within. That is his pleasure. In samandha with Krishna. He takes pleasure in his activities, in his relationship with Krishna. So till the time that pleasure is not there, what happens? We are struggling, tolerating these urges. So till last moment that fight has to go on. So how long can we go if we do not have higher taste? So he says it's urgent matter. Hear, chant, endeavor to develop that higher taste. And then one can fight these urges. Then one can prevent from getting overwhelmed by these desires. So here the instruction is given, but he's so overwhelmed by desire to enjoy, he doesn't care about the sorrow which comes. Similarly, we are so overwhelmed by desire to enjoy, misery comes with this, doesn't care. But why want to enjoy? As a result, we are deviated from the path of Krishna consciousness. So that's important. We are so overwhelmed. So only a person loses his taste, his ashraya, his shelter in material life, he understands that this place is not happiness, then he can take shelter. Therefore, Kunti Maharani prays, Tvam akinchana gocharam, he says, Tvam akinchana. Janma aishwara shuta bhiri shribhi, edamanam adapaman. That a person who is intoxicated by Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shribir, he cannot call. Naiva arati abhidhatumvai. He cannot call for you with a sincere feeling. Because he has a lot of faith in his own abilities, in his own conceptions. Arjuna also had a lot of faith in his own conceptions. That's why he is quoting all the Shastras. This is sinful. How can we kill them? They are my katham bhishma ham sankhya. How can I kill them? They are great, worthy of my worship. Will you kill your teachers, asking Krishna. So how can I kill them? So Arjuna is also overwhelmed, giving his own conceptions. And till that time, he doesn't give up fully. Krishna doesn't take that position of a teacher. He's just standing smiling. Okay, speak as much as you want. Give up giving all the arguments. So till that time, the surrender doesn't come, that faith doesn't lose, the instruction doesn't flow freely. So that's important. But still we are holding to that. So there also, Krishna chastises him. He says, Klebhya mas magama partha. You are yielding to this degrading impotence. This is hridaya dorbalyam. This is weakness of the heart. But Arjuna is not convinced. He is refuting back. How can you say this is weakness of the heart? This is not weakness of the heart. Will you ever kill your teacher, Sandipani Muni, or other, your fathers and grandfathers? You will never do that. So how you expect me to do that? So therefore, Arjuna is again giving arguments. But finally, when he's tired of giving arguments, he says, Karpanne dosho pahata swabhava. I surrender. So this is very important. So only when one is completely given up all the conceptions in this material world, that this is a place of ashraya, this is a place of taking shelter, by the mercy of great souls who manifest in our life. Janame janame sadama. But Krishna and Guru, very difficult. Brahman brahmite kona bhagyavan jiva. Some rare soul, mercy of great soul, like all of us, we never came searching for great souls. Great souls came in our life and gave us Krishna consciousness. So by the mercy of somebody comes in contact, and by their mercy we lose hope in this durashraya, and thus we develop some taste. Sushushashadhanasya vasudeva katharuchi. There is no katharuchi. Here also, Angira Muni has come. He is not interested in any Vasudev Kathya. He is interested in sun. That's all. So here also we have no interest in Vasudev Katharuchi. We are chanting holy name. No interest. We are sitting hearing. No interest. At least I don't have so much. So there is no interest. But that comes by service to great souls. So Vasudev Katharuchi one develops. Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra. So then all the abhadras in the heart are destroyed, and then one develops the taste, one-pointed attention to hearing the messages of the Lord. Then one gets that Then the jaundice is treated and one gets that pleasure. So this is, one has to endeavor for that. So one has to lose faith and get the mercy of great souls. Then only it's possible. His Holiness Sadhana Swami Maharaj was giving the last Sunday Bhagavatam class, when last he was here. He was mentioning a very nice line. He was in the end of the lecture. He said, human life is a life of great responsibility. It's a life of great responsibility. Either we can be a part of a solution or a part of a problem. Till the time we think that we have to enjoy this material world, we try to exploit material energy. What we do? Only we create problems. Whatever sense object we see, we perceive, we hear, the mentality is to exploit. So he was mentioning that human life is a responsibility. Either you are a part of a solution or a part of a problem. If you keep your selfish, exploitative pursuits in your life, you are a part of a solution. But if you contemplate on spiritual subject matters, you focus by the mercy of great soul, you develop Vasudeva Katharuchi. You contemplate on the spiritual subject matters, you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then you are part of a solution. He said one line, he said, contemplation, he said, whole thing is what we contemplate in our life. That is the seed of everything that happens in our life. So the whole thing is what we contemplate. That is the seed of everything that happens in our life. So that's very nice. I like this line. Because if the contemplation is exploitative pursuits, problem. You are a part of a problem. But if the contemplation is spiritual, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the part of the solution. So I was reading this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, where Arjuna has, well, coming back from Dwarka, and he's depressed, he's lamenting because Krishna has left this planet. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is waiting for Arjun to come back. So in that section, I'll just read this. So here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is waiting there when Arjuna will come back. So Arjuna is back now. So when Arjuna is lamenting that Krishna has left this planet and he has been defeated by the insignificant cowherd men. So they have defeated him. And now being defeated, he's trying to be grateful that how Krishna helped me in so many. He's contemplating on whatever Krishna did in his life. You just see, now he's in problem, what his contemplations are. He's being grateful that all the situations where Krishna has helped him. And now, contemplating on all those things, now he's thinking that now, because Krishna has left, all my powers are taken away. Prabhupada writes, now those powers were not required for going back to Godhead. They were emergency powers given for certain service. Now they are taken away. So he's not lamenting, he's not attached to those powers. Now they are taken away. That service was given, finished. He understands his position in relation to Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has understood Sambandha. So that's the basic calculation. In mathematics, a calculation, the basic thing you do wrong, 2 plus 2 equals 3. Everything in your life goes wrong. But the basic calculation that Sambandha is established with Krishna, okay, Mamai Vamsu Jeeva Loke, and who is Krishna, what is my relationship? We develop all the knowledge of Krishna, what is his position, how great he is, how insignificant we are. That's how Mahatmas take shelter of Devi Prakriti. They understand how insignificant, free from envy, then they take shelter of how great Krishna is. So here also, feeling free from the... Now he doesn't have the power, so he's reflecting back and he's lamenting, Krishna has left, my friend, my dear friend, my intimate friend has left me. Who had given me all the powers, but now he's not lamenting, he doesn't have powers. But he's feeling separation from Krishna. So what does he do in such a condition? How does he revive his consciousness? How does he remember what he is supposed to do in his life? He writes, he says, now I am attracted. Desha kalartha yuktani hrita tapopashamani cha haranti smaratas chittam govinda abhihitani. He says, now I am attracted to those instructions which were imparted to me, my personality of God. So this is the time. So Krishna is not there in your life. How you will maintain your Krishna consciousness? Take instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada writes, Krishna has left. One may say Krishna is not there. Teach me Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is there. It's non-different from Krishna. So, desha kalartha yuktani hrita tapopashamani cha. And now I have attracted. So this attraction comes. In our life, how this attraction comes, we discuss. When it comes akinchan, we lose all the faith, all the ashraya in material world and get the mercy of great souls. We get this attraction. So now getting the attraction, what happens? He says, because I am attracted to those instructions given by personality of Godhead, because I am attracted. And why I am attracted? Because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Desh kalarth yuktani. Time and space, in all time and space, is the most important. They are important. They don't lose importance with time. It was important in battle of Kurukshetra. It is important today also. And it relieves the burning heart in all circumstances. Hrita tapupa shamani cha. Heart which is burning by the desires to enjoy this material world. It relieves. Prabhupada says, of all time and space, of all space, not there only possible, only important in India or in Kurukshetra. Everywhere. In all the countries. So he preached the Bhagavad Gita. And at all times, and Prabhupada writes it, all at any critical time, if one takes shelter of the instructions like Bhagavad Gita, it can be consulted in all critical times, not only for solace from all kinds of mental agonies, but also from all the way out of all great entanglements. That is. So one has to get that shelter. So we hear, okay, chant Hare Krishna. Like Rajivari Prabhu was mentioning one very nice statement one time in the class. He said, I liked it very much. He said, Krishna consciousness is not a hobby. That you take a shelter of it when you have free time, okay, it's nice entertainment. It is a whole process of taking shelter. So one has to understand when the problem is there, what one's supposed to do? Take shelter. Either in happiness or distress, take shelter of Bhagavatam. It is not a hobby, it is a process of taking shelter. Of holy name, of Srimad Bhagavatam, of deities. The opportunity is there, the mercy is there, but hold on to it. Take shelter of it. So here, it is solace from all mental agonies. So when there is mental agony, sometimes, at least I go sentimental sometimes. So here we have Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. It gives you shelter. Solace. And takes you out all great entanglements. And then further, the next verse is, Suta Goswami relates, Evam Chintayato Jishnu Krishna Pas Saroruham. Thus, when Evam Chintayato, thus when he remembered the teachings of Lord, Krishna Pad Saroruham, he focuses his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. What happened? Sauhardet Ati Gadena. The instructions which were given to him in great intimacy of friendship. This is again nice. Great intimacy of friendship. And in this regard, Prabhupada writes in Gita that because Arjuna had this qualification, instructions were given to him. But till that time, we are holding that envy in our heart. That instructions do not go in deep in the heart. So only by great service, by rendering service to the Lord, Atta Shri Krishna Namadi, chanting his holy name, by rendering service, by service to his great devotees. Prabhupada writes in another place, by service to great devotees who take great risk for service of the Lord, Lord is very pleased. That envy goes away. The envy which is keeping us in the material world. So then that relationship with Krishna is established, and then really, just like that verse comes, two birds sitting on the same tree. So this bird is so overwhelmed, trying to enjoy the fruits, he is not looking at the bird which is sitting next to him. Come, I'll give you shelter. So all the process is there, but we are not taking shelter because we are so overwhelmed. So here, when that envy goes away, the desire to enjoy goes away, and then one develops a great relationship with Krishna, then those instructions, one get absorbed in thinking of those instructions. Evam chintayat Krishna padasar. And then what happens? Shant asid vimalamati. Two things he mentions. Arjuna's mind became pacified and became free from all material contamination. As we hear that verse in Gita, Evam, what is that? 10.11? The Chatushruki Gita, the last verse. Tesham evanukartha, aham agyana jamtama. That I destroy the ignorance in the heart, dwelling such a devotees who are absorbed in machita madgata prana. They are engaging my service. They are always thinking about my glories. So sitting in the heart, I destroy all the ignorance. Krishna is the whole process of inviting Lord in the heart. So here, so free from envy, developing that intimate relationship, and thus mind becomes pacified, shant asid vimalamati. One becomes free from all material contamination. That's right. So Prabhupada writes, Lord is like the sun, and sun's appearance means immediate dissipation of darkness. And Lord's appearance within the mind of a devotee, that faith one should have. Taking shelter of the Lord. Lord's appearance within the mind of a devotee, at once drives away all the miserable material effects. And then what happened next? Vasudeva Angri Anudhyana Paribrimhita Ramasa. Rapidly his devotion increased, intensified. He remembered all what Krishna has done and devotion intensified. And as a result, because devotion intensified, all the trash in the thoughts subsided. Bhaktaya Nirmathita Shesha. All the trash subsided and devotion increased. So Prabhupada writes, material desires in the mind are trash of material contamination. So much contamination is there, as we discuss. Contemplation decides what our life is going to be. If we contemplate on material objects, trying to find shelter in Durashraya, only misery. But contemplation on the spiritual subjects, on instructions of Lord, instructions of great souls, if that becomes our object of contemplation, like a sponge soaked in the nice perfumes, it squeezes, what comes out? Nice fragrance. So similarly here also, you absorb yourself, so Prabhupada writes, so that purifies. But here, by such contamination, living entities faced with so many compatible and incompatible things. Because we are eternal, full of bliss, Satchidananda, but we are in touch with Asat, which is Nirananda. Temporary, full of ignorance, misery. So there is incompatibility situation. Because it is false and temporary. So his devotion increased, remembrance of the Lord, contemplation, right subject for contemplation.
Gītam bhagvata jñānam yattat sangrāma mūrdhani kālakarma tamorūḍam punar adhyagamāt prabhu.
What happened? Because of Lord's pastimes and activities, so understanding Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna forgot the instructions, but it was not the case. And as soon as he remembered the instructions of the Lord, what happened? He again became the Lord of the senses. This is very important. Lord of the senses. We are here struggling with the senses. We have become servant of the senses. We have become Godas, but here he became again the... He controlled his mind and senses. He became Goswami. So, Punar Adhyagamad Prabhu. Prabhu. The word uses Prabhu, the Lord of his senses. So, therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport. He says, this revival of consciousness is assured by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. Man mana mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. So, one worships me, thinks of me, offer your obeisances unto me, and thus fully absorbed in me. Maam evaishyasi satyamte. Thus you come to me, pratijani. Promises, you'll come to me. Develop that absorption, that contemplation in the spiritual subject matters. Then you are a part of solution and not part of problem. So further, the next last verse.
Vishoko brahma sampatya sanchinna dvaita samshaya leena prakriti nairgunyat alingatvata sambhava.
Because of his possessing spiritual assets. So now because of his possessing spiritual assets, not material, spiritual assets, taking right kind of shelter, what happens? Doubts of duality were completely cut off. Why duality is there? Because if we relate to this relative material world, but he developed his relationship with the all absolute supreme personality of God, where there is no conception of duality. There is full Satchidananda. There is no conception of it. So doubts of duality were completely cut off and he was freed from the modes of material nature. Sanchinna dvaita samshaya nairgunya. He was freed from the modes of material nature and he was placed on a transcendental platform. And thus he could entangle. He could no longer any chance of becoming entangled in birth and death. So Prabhupada finally, to conclude, Prabhupada writes in the purport, one is not able to feel the presence of the Lord in all circumstances. Is very important to feel the presence of the Lord in all circumstances. Till the time we are holding to the overwhelmed by the fruits of this material tree, we cannot see to the bird sitting next to us, the super soul. We cannot focus our attention to the instructions of the Lord. So one is not able to see the Lord in all circumstances, but cannot see this material world as a part of energy of the Lord. Yumam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati. This person sees everywhere the Lord. So he does not see. Until one is endowed with the required transcendental vision. And how is endowed? Which is made possible by devotional service prescribed in the revealed scriptures. Thus, one has to be endowed with the transcendental vision. So this transcendental vision makes you understand that this material world is a place of Durashraya, there is no shelter here. So one does not become overwhelmed by the lust, desire, hankering, lamentation. But he knows what to take shelter of, what to contemplate on, and thus he becomes very much situated in his transcendental relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead by taking proper shelter. Shelter of the holy name, shelter of the devotees. Like one time Radhanath Maharaj was telling, this material world means there is storm, great storms are there. Sometimes the storm of lust comes very powerful, sometimes the storm of anger, envy, pride, this overcomes you. So we have to tie our anchor very tightly. Tie our anchor to what? He said, tie our anchor to our personal sadhana. To our sadhana, to whatever sadhana is there, chanting, sharing, Bhagavatam, tie our anchor very tightly, because when the storm comes, you should be strong enough to hold to that anchor. And to your service, to your spiritual master. And the third thing he said is, to the association of devotees around you. So tie your anchor strongly to the association of devotees, to the sadhana, and to the association of devotees, and your service to the spiritual master. Jai Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. And sorry if I offended anyone or spoke impudently, because I don't have any realizations. Hare Krishna.